As the two newly cemented tickets continue to make their case to voters, the recent shakeups in the race have led to a reshuffling of the electoral math needed to win. The Cook Political Report is out with updated ratings for the presidential race, moving the three battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada from lean Republican to toss-up.
In this new assessment, there are now six states and 77 electoral votes up for grabs. Amy Walter is editor-in-chief of the Cook Political Report with Amy Walter and, of course, a member of our NewsHour family.
Hello.
Great to see you, Amy. So let's talk about your analysis today. You wrote this. You said, quote, things look a lot better for Democrats today than they did a few weeks ago, but Trump is looking stronger now than he did in 2020. Explain that to us. What are you seeing now in the race and in the polling?
That's right. If you think about this from where we were when Biden was in this race, so in the pre-July 21st world, if we think about this as a contest, as a game, the contest was very lopsided against Biden. He was behind by a significant number, not just at the national popular vote, but in those individual states, those individual battleground states. You can see almost 6 points in a state like Georgia and Nevada. Now, just in the time that Harris has been in the race, you've seen those numbers move pretty significantly toward Harris. Again, 4 or 5 point shifts in those battleground states, which is mirroring what we're seeing in the national poll as well. It hasn't turned those states, though, from ones that favored Trump to ones that now favor Harris. It just means now that the race is no longer as lopsided in Trump's favor as it was, say, in late July, as it is today, which is why we're calling this race a toss-up.
So we've got 3 months left until the election. What do Harris Walz or Trump Vance need to do to really shift this race in their favor? What voters are key to that?
Well, I think the most important thing to talk about is what has happened in the 3 weeks since Kamala Harris got into this contest. If you think about where we were before that, think about Republicans as a football team, and they had every single member of their team on the field. And Democrats were a football team where maybe like 70% of their members were on the field. Now, what's happened with Harris, the enthusiasm, the energy, the shots you showed from where she's campaigning in these battleground states means that both teams now have everybody on the field, which means this is a battle of inches, not of yards. They are both lined up. They're evenly matched teams where, you know, it could be anything from a fumble from one side that wins the game to one candidate getting a surge at the end. But I do think... look, the battle right now, it was in your piece that you introduced the show with. It's the battle to define the Harris-Walz ticket. They are not particularly well-known. Even the vice president isn't as well-known. The one benefit she is getting is, I think a lot of folks assumed because she was the vice president, she would come in with all the same baggage that Biden had. Instead, we've seen her favorable numbers shift 10 points in her, more favorably than they were before that. She was much more tied to opinions of Biden than she is today. That's the good news for her. But as you can see, Republicans are trying to fill in those gaps themselves, calling her dangerously liberal. They have ads up going after her, specifically on things like the border, but also police reform and her opinions on some of those issues, where she moved to the left in some cases during the 2020 campaign. So I think for the next, let's call it more so after the DNC is where she gets a chance to tell her story. After that, it's still Republicans trying to make the case about who they would like voters to see her as.
So, Amy, with Harris now seeing a bump over where President Biden was, what are the down-ballot implications for that, especially in some of those Senate races you've talked about before, where we know Democrats are really fighting to hold on in tough states?
Remember when we were watching this dance of, is Biden going to stay in? Is Biden going to get out? And the number of candidates who started to come out, we saw that number start to ratchet up, especially in some of these states where voters knew that a decreased enthusiasm would mean that they, too, would find fewer voters coming and turning out. Their overall numbers haven't changed. What has changed, I think, is that they feel more confident that the voters they know are already for them will show up. What they were worried about is that the voters who were for the Senate candidates were not excited about Biden, and so they may have stayed home.
And we're seeing the impact of that with some of these Democratic Senate candidates in these battleground states.
Yeah, you know, when we were all at the RNC, and right before that, you had President Biden come into the state of Wisconsin, and, you know, not a lot of the folks who were up, Senator Tammy Baldwin, for example, Democrat there, she did not appear with Biden. Candidate in Michigan running for the Senate also didn't want to appear with Biden. They are more than happy to appear with Harris now.
Amy Walter, thanks as always. Great to see you.
Great to see you.